You guys probably heard about this. It's the biggest story of a second round pick probably in NBA league history. And I want to make sure I qualify this, okay? But I'm just going to give you some numbers. Bronny James really struggling in the NBA summer league. He's 6-for-26 in the field overall. Whatever. That's if you're a great player, you could have a shooting slump like that. That's normal. He's 0-for-12 from three in NBA summer league. And this is 100% not to pick on the kid. And I mean that. Because what he's trying to do is very relatable to me. I tried to be a professional baseball player. My goal was to play professional baseball. I wanted to be a major league player. Not just something you say when you're five and you alternate between fireman, major league player, astronaut, whatever. That's what I wanted to do. I played really hard. I tried really, really hard. And I wasn't anywhere near good enough. I can relate to this. I don't have a famous last name. My name's not Danny Ripken. You know what I mean? My name's not Danny Palmeiro. I don't know why I'm thinking of Orioles. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't have that kind of pedigree. I just tried really hard. NBA scouts said no to me too. But Major League scouts were sort of like, maybe you can be an organizational guy. Maybe one day. Maybe. And then that was it. My dream was over. Got to do something else. So I get this. I don't fault him at all. At all. A person wanting to play professional sports and trying everything they can. Damn right. Sign me up. I'm on board. From LeBron's perspective, I don't blame him at all. Not that there's anyone to blame, but you bear with me. I have no ill will towards him, and I generally don't root for him. I generally find him so irritating for a million different reasons. Again, second best player I've ever seen in my life. That doesn't change with any of the stuff I'm about to go into. My issues are always, we're going to a different city to retry and do this thing and build something, but really it's let's go get the same veterans that my agent represents and let's try to run it back and run it back. And he's no longer so dominant and so great. He's still incredible, by the way. No longer so dominant that if you have him, you go to the conference final. That's not the case. That's not the landscape anymore. There are too many Jokic's. There are too many Doncic's. Too many Antetokounmpo's. Too many Boston's. Too many good teams in the way, frankly. So you get this middling team now where to keep LeBron James happy. Oh, let me just get back to LeBron for a second. So LeBron wanting to play with his son and do something that's never been done, that's incredible. That's a very reasonable thing for me to want, or for him to want. I get that. If I'm still lucky enough to be doing this in 15, 20 years, and I could host Afternoon Drive with my son, you know, we're like the Cataldis in Philadelphia, but here in D.C., you think I'm not doing that? You think I'm not going to deal with all the slings and arrows of nepotism? Yeah, sure, it is, fine. I'm hosting a sports show with my kid in a market that I love. I'll do that. 100% I would do that. If offered. That's the key, though. If offered. There's a third party here. And it's really 3.5 parties to me. Your third party is the Lakers. And really the NBA at large. I may be alone because I don't see anybody else talking about this. And it's fine if I'm all alone. I'm willing to sort of hot take this thing. Again, I've already prefaced this. I do not blame Bronny James. I do not blame LeBron James. I do think the Los Angeles Lakers should be ashamed of themselves. I think they should be embarrassed. I think the league at large should be embarrassed by this. This is a credibility issue. It is not a crime. It's not any kind of offense for someone to not be an NBA player. There are a lot of people that aren't NBA players, dude. There's a bunch. I've seen really good college players not amount to anything. I was crossed up in high school by God Sham God. God Sham God has a move that's called the Sham God. Chris Paul does it. Kyrie Irving does it. Anybody with a handle does it. Watch him on the break. Watch him in the half court. You will see a move, and if somebody knows hoops, we'll talk about it. They'll go, that's the Sham God. He did that to me. That guy wasn't really an NBA player. God Sham God was barely an NBA player. Had more success playing overseas. I'll go all day. Randolph Childress, Lawrence Moten. There have been a dozen players. Dozens of players that have been great college players. Great college players that it didn't amount to diddly or squadouche in the pros. Anthony Bennett went 1-1, dude. And I've been wrong about so. Derek Williams. Now you got me started. Derek Williams went to Arizona. They played Duke, and I think it was a Sweet 16. And he said, not these bleeps. I'm not losing to them. He was the ultimate modern-day power forward. They couldn't stop him inside. They couldn't stop him outside. And I went, oh, my God, this is the superstar. Everybody please trade everything to go get him. He bounced around on like 17, 10-day contracts. Never amounted to anything. Was a terrible pro. Thomas Robinson from Kansas. Undersized power forward. Athletic. Powerful. I thought he was a new, like a 2.0 Corliss Williamson. Like, this guy's going to be a star. Stunk in the NBA. Stunk. You see my point here? I'm going, it's not a crime to not be a professional basketball player. There's nothing wrong with an honest assessment that says, this is not an NBA guy. Maybe one day, Bronny James could have been an NBA player. I mean that. You know he survived this staggering health scare while still at USC. I can't imagine what it's like to go through that. I'm old enough to remember Hank Gathers, Reggie Lewis. Like, those things are real-life scary-type stuff. And to then just have the confidence to be able to go back on the court and keep doing it in short order is really impressive. I actually am impressed with the kid, believe it or not. So it's not a crime to not be good enough to play in the NBA. But that's the case here. And not calling it that, the thing I keep going back to is that it's not a great look. If somebody is a marginal NBA player, a.k.a. he's a guy that could be on the bench, he could be the 12th guy in Atlanta for a 44-win team. I just gave him two extra wins, probably. A 40-win team, Darius, in Atlanta. Nothing wrong with being the 12th guy, right? You could be the, pick your wizard that fits that bill. Who's the guy that they can't quit, went to UVA? Anthony Gill. Ain't that wrong being Anthony Gill? Barely hanging on in the league, but he's a veteran, great presence, good locker room guy. They make a lot of that guy. I think Garrett Temple's still playing, for the record. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. If you're that, in the NBA, an NBA player, getting to play with your pops is cool. Let alone a superstar like Ken Griffey Jr. was, who was going to be better than his dad ever was. That's a different story. This is a... hey, is this guy an NBA player, and how cool would this be? The fact that we're sort of doing this now, it reminds me, I'm trying to come up with a good analogy for it, it's not unlike, quite frankly, this Angel Reese quest for double-doubles, where games are over, it's academic, and nobody else is trying, and the team force-feeds it to her, and she's trying to get a layup or have something happen so she get her 10th point. Just embarrassing. It sort of makes the whole thing look less credible. And that's really what's at stake to me here. Now, it's one case. We're not bending the rules for everybody. It's not like, you could pick a current superstar. It's not like we're going to take Joel Embiid's, younger brother who's 15 and put him in the league just for the sake of doing it. I'm not saying this is going to start some gateway or some sort of epidemic. What I am saying is a couple fold. This is not a sideshow team. It's the Lakers, man. Celtics 1, Lakers 2, all-time championships. The Lakers. That's Kobe. That's Magic. That's Kareem. That's Worthy. It's Michael Cooper. I just love Michael Cooper. He's not on the same level as other guys, but I wanted to throw Michael Cooper in there. That was for me, okay? It's Pau Gasol. It's Shaq. This is royalty, man. It's Will Chamberlain. The Lakers. The Lakers. We're doing this? This is what we're doing? We're doing this thing? We're doing this weird little sideshow? We're here to, this is one step away from Susan O'Malley telling you, hey, come see stars of other teams. Hey, look, we got the tallest guy and the shortest guy. We got Manute Bol and Muggsy Bogues. Come see us in Landover, Maryland. Because we can't build a competitive team. What? This is the Lakers. This isn't people, this isn't the Portland Trailblazers going, please come see us play so we don't have to move. This isn't Detroit going, well, we can't get 15 wins. I don't know. Let's try a gimmick. The Lakers have to do this? This is just, this is cringeworthy to me, is all. And again, I don't blame this element or this part of LeBron for wanting to play with his kid. That's something that I understand that. Your child takes after you, walks in your same footsteps. I mean, think of the pressure on the kid, right? Think of Michael Jordan's kids, like Jeffrey Jordan back in the day, trying to make it. It was like a 6'2 kid. I think maybe played at Illinois or one of the two kids, like was fine, had an okay college career and stuff. That's hard, man. Your name's not Jones. Your name's not Smith. It's Jordan. Everybody knows who your dad is. The pressure on him is immense, and it's incredible. Here's the now. So the part two or second element of any LeBron discussion, this is why I don't root for him. If you want to deal with LeBron, it's a full 360 panoramic of LeBron. 4 days or 5 days out of the week, depending on when games are. This is the part that I object to. He's not out doing illegal things or committing crimes or saying stupid, terrible stuff for the most part. But it's the, if you want LeBron to play for you, you got to hire one of his childhood buddies to be your head of security for like $500,000. If you want LeBron, you have to employ his the guy that, you know, rubs Icy Hot into his shoulders for a couple hundred grand. You got to employ his agent's buddy. You got to do this and this and this and this and this just to keep everybody copacetic and happy. And he's so gifted and so good and brings you so much attention that you just got to do it. Even if you're the Lakers. The Lakers. One of the most storied franchises we have in sport. As much tradition as anybody else. Maybe save Patriots, Packers, Celtics. But I put them up there or above almost anybody else. Honestly, in the history of sports, it's probably Yankees, Celtics, maybe Lakers 3. In terms of like grand old traditions of excellence for spanning multiple decades, multiple iterations. Green Bay is probably in that conversation. But a handful of teams belong in this upper rarefied air of royalty. It's to the point that a lot of people that don't like the NBA are going, well, anytime anybody wants to go anywhere, it's either LA or Boston. Like a superstar. And that's not good for the rest of the league. It's like 26 other teams are just farm systems so LeBron can play with whoever he wants or something. I find this so cringeworthy and embarrassing. And I think I'm alone, by the way. I don't think anybody else agrees with me. They're kind of going, they laugh it off. Or maybe I'm saying the thing that nobody else wants to say. It's not like I'm some act of bravery over here. I'll tell you what people are really thinking. I'll stick it to you. I'm not trying to claim anything like that. I'm just telling you what I feel. When I watch a player that doesn't belong in the NBA, period, and again, I've already finished explaining this. It's not an insult to somebody. A lot of people don't belong in the NBA. I've seen amazing college players, not dudes that came off the bench, average 4 a game. I've seen amazing college players not make the association. I've seen it. They couldn't hang on. When we're doing this for some sort of sideshow and gimmick, I just think it lowers everybody's credibility. What are we? Are we a league made up of the best players in the world going at it for 8 months out of the year? Or are we this little carnival, guess your weight, knock over the milk bottles with the baseball thing? So I invite you at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I've opened up. I've shared with you. I don't fault LeBron, the basketball player and dad. I do fault the like off-field persona of LeBron, which I know is complicated. The dualities of LeBron. I don't fault Bronny at all. He's trying to make the NBA. A lot of people are, right? I wouldn't fault like the eighth. I wouldn't. What's the kid's name for the Wizards? Champagne, who's trying to ball out in summer league. He's trying to make the association. Do it, man. Get yours. If it doesn't work, go play in Europe. Do what you want, man. Follow your dreams. I did. I fell short. I don't begrudge that in the slightest. But if my last name was Ripken and Cal's 41 years old, jogging out to third base, and I get to play shortstop, that'd be a joke. I wasn't good enough. People should be, dude, there are too many dudes. There are too many ballers. There are too many incredible players that may or may not ever get a shot for us to sort of put up with this. So I don't really have a great argument other than what I've kind of shared with you guys in terms of how I feel about it. I know this. I find it cringeworthy. I think the Lakers should be embarrassed. I think the NBA, to a degree, should be embarrassed. Now, it hasn't translated to the regular season yet. And if it does, then it's kind of like, what are we doing? This is still just summer league, and maybe they'll quietly put them on a G League team and let them work, or who knows what they're going to do. But I know this, watching these summer league games, you're seeing a guy that doesn't belong. And it feels awkward to me.